As the beloved Polaris speaks his heart to us, we send him our love, our gratitude, and our devotion forever to all that his love means to our system of worlds, the universe to which we belong. May our mighty I Am Presence draw forth from the great central sun all the love for which we know how to call, and thank him and bless him for his love to us. Beloved ones of the sacred fire, entering in to the cosmic understanding of what the great love of life provides for mankind, we may lift you into the illumining love, the miracles it produces, by your conscious call and by our response to release to you that which belongs in this world and is for your use in the future. I want you to feel this tonight with great power and great devotion, that the door may be kept open from your side of life for us to assist you as powerfully as possible. Since the great power of love, which I represent to the earth, is what you call the magnetic pole of the earth, I assure you that that love of life is the cohesive power that holds the structure of earth together and holds upon the earth whatever manifestations life calls forth. Through the great beings who direct this system of worlds and from the individual life streams of mankind themselves. And in explaining to you something of what the magnetic pole of the earth does, as it gives the stream of our life's love into the structure of earth and into the powers of nature, that love radiates forth through everything and holds all in divine balance and order if mankind will not disturb it. That is my cosmic assistance to the earth. And individually, there flows the same current of magnetic power, which is the love of my life, through each individual's spinal cord. The magnetic pole to the earth represents the same thing as the spine does to the human body. And through that flows the great love of life from the great central sun. It is your own individual river of life from the great central sun, and its love is the all-commanding power and intelligence to produce perfection always, if not interrupted. And now, since from the spine goes forth to the rest of the body the supply of life's energy, we want to teach you how necessary it is to let our love of life. Through the sphere of light substance, either golden flame or violet flame, rays from the feet up through the body and pass up into the higher mental body. And as you hold that picture clearly, as your beloved Saint Germain instructed you long ago, it begins to relax and balance all the currents in the body that flow from the outer atmosphere toward you. And this sphere of golden and violet flame passing through the body raises through the spinal cord the magnetic currents from the earth up and through the body to bring the balancing energy from the powers of nature into harmonious at-one-ment with the flow of your own life streams, flame from your higher mental body. And since the magnetic power that flows through the spine goes forth to the rest of the universe to produce perfection, this sphere of violet golden flame passing up through the body again goes to the rest of the universe to carry the blessings of the powers of nature up through the individual and to pour it forth to each one's own world to hold the divine balance of the energy within, the energy without, so the substance of your world may manifest the perfection that life intends and that fulfills the divine plan, and which you call miracles. Now, my dear ones, when you understand that miracles are God's way of life, uninterrupted and uninterfered with by mankind's outer activities and discord, when you begin to call forth the miracles of the universe to flood into your world, their love of perfection, just go on and charge them forth and see for yourselves what each day brings. Now, many times you feel that miracles and miracle powers so often to you mean either precipitation or levitation or something that seems phenomenal. I want your concept of miracles tonight to convey to you the perfection of our love that always does everything perfectly and easily, invincibly, and harmoniously. Therefore, supposing you have a problem to solve, instead of struggling and wondering and being uncertain as to whether your solution is right or wrong, if you will but turn to your presence for just a moment, hold this sphere of violet golden flame passing from the feet up and to the higher mental body. And in just a few moments of stillness, say to your mighty I am present and higher mental body, show me your miracle way of solving this problem and your miracle power of love that compels my victory. When you ask for the miracle way of doing everything, it is paramount to saying you're asking for God's loving way of producing perfection that holds the balance for you and for all life around you. For that is the way of perfection. Now the magnetic currents from the celestial pole of your universe flow directly through the pole of the earth and through the life stream of every human being upon the earth. And therefore, you have tremendous magnetic power to use in the body when you give recognition to the miracle way that your mighty I Am presence wants you to live life. On the miracle way, it wants you to solve all your problems. The miracle way of its loving healing to everything in the physical world. So your paramount duty in the universe is to live your life the miracle way that the great central sun creates and maintains systems of worlds in perfect balance and in cosmic action. So if you will begin to demand and keep charging everything in your world with the miracle way of solving all your problems, the miracle way of correcting mistakes, the miracle way of wiping out limitations, the miracle way of letting your higher mental body pour forth through you its love to the universe around you that carries the love from the central sun into outer world conditions that produces perfection always. Please think deeply upon that word miracle. You can just as well pass through this world the miracle way as the human struggling way. You have gotten into this human struggle because you have said all the words that produce struggle. Haven't you? Now, I am trying to reverse your vocabulary. So let us begin to use the words that don't contain any struggle. So if you want to be our miracle friend of the magnetic power of the universe, then call for the miracle ways to do whatever you need to do. Now, you might think, well, it might not work immediately. You have to work on it a while. You'd be surprised. How wonderful is the miracle love of God's heart. You have touched into some of this knowledge occasionally in some of your decrees, and you use them for a time, and then they pass out. You forget them. So we come to remind you always of the supremacy of our love. And did you know that that is the miracle life of the universe? Our love is that perfection which can never wear out, never change, never fail, never cease expanding, and is never anything but mastery everywhere in all creation. So let us have a very joyous time in setting a wonderful habit for the new year. If you want a miracle year, you have to begin a little bit before the year comes in, you know. And then you will find this year will be the miracle way to do things. And regardless of what's in the outer world, you hold close to the miracle power of the magnetic currents from the great sun Polaris to your life stream and to the earth, and feel my love come to you with a power to draw to you that which produces perfection that is permanent and is yours to use to fulfill the great divine plan and to establish balance wherever you abide. There is a miracle way to do everything. And it isn't just by precipitation. That's only one of its manifestations. The miracle way of life is like a magnificent jewel. Each facet is a special quality, a special activity, and a special power. Every one of which is yours to use will bring you and give you the glory of its perfection. And as you send that forth to the outer world, you will find the universe itself is a jewel, ever pouring back to you the light that is within it for eternity and whose beauty carries the joy of its love into your outer use and makes your pathway just the happiness and the harmony of life's perfection. So, will you accept tonight a title which I want to give you? Thank you, precious ones. Tonight, I want to call you my miracle family of God's heart. And if you will remember that the great sun Polaris is the heart of your heavens, the heart of this universe, and a stream of that love and life abides within the energy in you, within your own heart's flame. It will not be difficult to feel my love come to you and pour forth those powers which produce what the world calls miracle. Won't you be seated, please? These great magnetic currents of life's marvelous love flow everywhere. They come directly from the sun Polaris into the structure of the earth, into the life streams upon it, into the other planets of the system, and into all the galaxy to which you belong. And it is all just the expansion of that great heart of life which supplies everything of perfection to produce manifestation that always brings happiness. We are trying to raise your consciousness to the continual awareness of the happiness life intends for you. And you can only get into this, which we have become, by getting out of what you're in. And so, as you recognize that when you ask for the miracle solution of everything, or the God solution, or God's miracle solution of your problem, then just be still and know that love moves into action to bring about whatever is right. And whatever is right cannot produce something wrong. So you cannot fail to have success. If people only understood what power there is in the outer self through the thought, feeling, and spoken word to create what you will in this physical world, by the use of your own authority and your call to the greater life or the greater beings of the universe, you can reach into the great powerhouse and treasure house of God's life, whose love manifests perfection everywhere, and draw to yourself from the heights of creation the perfection that love is so willing to give. It is our love in our life that is the magnetic pole to your earth, and therefore our love in our life is just as willing to fill you with the perfection from our great realm of existence as we are to fill the earth with our life. And we are just as happy to fill the atmosphere about you with the love of our life, which is the miracle way to do everything. Now, you may live in this world a million years. You may learn or accumulate the outer world's so-called knowledge and try out everything mankind ever thought about. And eventually, if you are ever to be free, you must come to the one supreme height of life and understand that life's magnificent power to produce perfection and hold balance, to be master of creation, to be free forever, means just one thing. Demand that miracle love of the universe fill everything in your being and world, and fill everything that comes to your attention, and thus you hold the balance by the pressure of that love you pour forth by conscious command. And the balance you send to the world around you automatically holds your world in balance too. You may seek the world over, you may try everybody's way and means of trying to do the things that seem necessary to do. But I tell you, if you are awake and alert, even at this time in the evening, you will come to your final decision that you will do everything by the demand for our miracle way of doing that which love commands and love produces and love sustains, to allow its action to go on permanently and ever expand its happiness to life. Do you know what your destiny is? Your destiny is eternal happiness, and you were supposed to live like that all the time. You were never supposed in your journey through this world to have ever touched discord. Discord was never in the divine plan. And those who attained the ascension during the two first golden ages never touched the discord that you have known. They went through to their victory without knowing discord. And so, if you have known it for a while, maybe say you can unknow it now. Thank you, precious ones. So, in going forward to master circumstance and fulfill the divine plan, after tonight, will you feel that you have come through the door of our love into the light of the miracle way to live life? And as you demand this into all physical conditions, will you find the miracle life from our great realm of love ever comes to your assistance, opens its heart, and shows you the miracle way to do everything in this world that keeps you happy and enables you to give happiness to all the universe around you? And as you draw this with power enough, the hordes of the shadows will recede, and the light of your love with eternal happiness becomes the commanding authority for the dissolving of the hordes of the shadows until love takes their place forever. The love from the celestial pole of your heavens, which the great sun Polaris is the supply of God's life and perfection to all that you can see in the heavens around you. It is that love of life that has created the universe which you observe. And therefore, if you will let it come in and through you, it will create the same perfection and balance here as it does there. And its law will hold command where chaos heretofore has seemed to be. So when you think of me and understand how easily you can hold the picture of that violet golden flame passing from the feet up through the body and up to the higher mental body, and hold it again and again, and then ask for the miracle magnetic love from Polaris to fill you and your world with the miracles that forever hold your world victorious in the happiness of God's own heart, for you have then become the miracle command to life that forever compels perfection into outer action, and everything around you will pour it back to you. As you send your love to me, will I remind you that miracles are your world's natural activity, and that your duty, when your world becomes filled with them, is to expand them that they may fill the world around you until it too becomes the sun of happiness to all the universe that is eternal. So go forward and remember, you are my family of miracle love and the sacred fire of its eternal happiness shall clothe you with victory, and you will begin to learn what the magnetic currents of the universe can do for you, and some of your knowledge will convey to the rest of mankind what it means to turn once again unconditionally and let the miracle love of God's mighty life produce its perfection and happiness and balance, supply for you and lift you above the problems and the struggle of that way of life which is not the miracle way. Let us forget the shadows. Let us forget the human. Let us enter in to the miracle way to live each day with such happiness that God's love bestows, and wherever you abide, your love to the presence will draw back its miracle way to take you forward in activity that will forever raise all to their freedom. So may the fullness of my heart's love draw you tonight into the miracle happiness that culminates always into the ascension. And may every blessing my love to the world can give individually be focused into your life streams and become a blazing sun of power with which you go forward to victory always, and with power to free others by that miracle way of love which alone comes from the heart of the Central Sun. I clothe you in a mantle of its sacred fire, and may you forever become its miracle existence wherever you abide. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Polaris, thank you for your love. Thank you for your love to the earth. Hold us sealed in the victory of your own heart's flame, and compel perfection of eternal happiness to come forth everywhere we abide forever. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such miracle power and powers, miracle ways of doing everything. Wherever we abide, we bring happiness that is eternal and forever raising to all. Beloved Daddy, clothe us in the eternal happiness of your own heart's flame and make us your miracle way of doing everything. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Polaris. Just accept our own heart's love, and may we be so obedient wherever we abide, your perfection blesses all through us for eternity. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we call for your visible, tangible, living, breathing presence with us. Clothe us in the victory of your own heart's flame, the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into his distress the miracle love from the mighty heart of creation, command perfection to bring happiness to all. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved mighty I am. Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved Donna, Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved evidence of victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the crew leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, and to mighty Polaris, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it to the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding miracle power of such love as shall consume everything that is not the perfection of God's heart for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you flood forth everything it contains. In the outer hands and use of those on this radiation, command it to expand until it compels everything on this earth to be raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. And make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command that love shall raise the earth to the miracles and the perfection of God's heart of eternal happiness. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our hearts call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the miracle love of creation to come at our command and compel perfection forever.